First of all, your thoughts looking back at the other night. How satisfying was that for you?
Oh, terrific. You know, I think the lads were brilliant. You know, it was a great performance from the lads. We put everything in. Everyone could see that. The fans were great. You know, they were like 12th man, as they say. And, you know, hopefully we can get more of that, and I'm confident we can.
Where did that come from, that performance?
I said this before. In training the day before, the lads seemed to, you know, we looked really sharp in training and, you know, moving the ball about, and we looked good. So I was pretty confident going into the game, and I think the rest of the lads were, that we're going to get a result out of it.
Obviously, when Dave was here, in the latter parts of his career here, it became very much about his future. As a player, when you're coming off the pitch and you've lost, yeah, do you feel that adds more pressure to a player because the manager is under much greater scrutiny? Perhaps when he goes, it gives you a bit more freedom?
I wouldn't say not too much pressure, no, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you play as a team, and, you know, what goes behind closed doors is not, you know, it's not all down to us, it's what happens with the chairman and the gaffer or whatever happens. But, you know, all we can do is just do our best, and if the results don't go our way, then, you know, we've just got to pick ourselves back up and try again. And that's what we did Tuesday, and, you know, hopefully we can go on.
Do you think it's almost a kick up the backside for players sometimes, because perhaps they're playing for their futures, playing in front of another manager who might be there in the crowd somewhere, or has got people watching the game on their behalf?
I think subconsciously, yeah, definitely. I think there's always something like that in the back of the mind, always thinking you've got to prove yourself, and you've got to do it every game. You've got to prove it to yourself, to the fans, and to possibly another manager.
What about you? Because you've not started many games, you've not featured in many games this season. How would you sum up your season so far?
It's been quite tough. Obviously, I started the first game, got an injury. Not what I was looking for. I worked really hard in pre-season. But, you know, these things happen. But I've worked really hard. You know, I've wanted to do it for Sheffield Wednesday ever since I come here. I moved up here. I'm settled. So I had no other plans in, like, you know, working hard and getting back into the side. And now I'm back in the side. Hopefully I can keep my place.
Because Reader's had that position for the most part. He's a popular player, isn't he,
yeah,
here? Is that difficult, almost being in the background when he's in the team like that?
It is difficult, but I think it's also healthy as well. Healthy competition always helps players. You know, all good teams have it. You know, if you've got two players fighting for the same spot and they really want to fight for it, you know, whenever there's a change, the player's always going to be ready to come in and do the best. And if you can get that, then hopefully, well, you get that all around the pitch, then you obviously kick on from there.
You're very different though, aren't you? There are obvious differences, of course, but the way you play the game as well, you're very different as left-backs. What'd you say?
I don't know. I'd say there's some like differences. Obviously, he's a tall, strong lad, and he's, well, everyone knows he's really good in the air. He can score goals, obviously, which is always good for us. Whereas I'm, you know, maybe I like to get the ball down and play from the back and stuff like that. But like I say, it's all healthy competition. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the battle further on in the season.
What's the talk in the dressing room now about where the club goes from here in terms of its manager?
There's not much talk, to be honest. You know, I think obviously after the last result, everyone would be happy if things could just stay like that, but stay the same. But we're just going to be focusing on the next game now, trying to get a result out of that and kick on from there. And obviously it's a busy part over Christmas, so we've just got to stay focused.
So the players would like Stuart to get it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the players, they definitely wouldn't be disappointed if he did get it. You know, there'd be no disappointment there at all. So, you know, good luck to him.
What's he like to work for?
He's a good coach. He's a very good coach. He knows what he's doing. I've worked under him before. I was at Portsmouth on loan,
right,
about a year and a half ago, I think, 2 years. And even then, he's, you know, he really does know what he's doing. He knows what he wants to get out of the game, and I think he's definitely up, should be up there, in my opinion.
Does he operate very differently to Dave?
I think all managers and coaches have the different ways of playing. I would say he's a little bit different, but, you know, in a good way.
What about the names that you've seen linked with it? There is one, isn't there? One standout name in Neil Warnock.
Yeah.
How do you feel about seeing his name linked with this club?
Well, I've said before, you know, from my experience, I'm not sure if he would be the right man for the job. If he did come in, you know, obviously I'd give 100%. I'd play my own game. I'd do everything that I can, but, you know, I'll leave that to the backroom staff to make decisions.
Is that because of the Blades link? Is it purely down to that? He was there for 7 years.
I think so. He must be a Blade fan. He's obviously from over there, but, you know, it's not down to me, like I say, so we'll see what happens.
But you've crossed the divide. All right, you weren't there very long, but you've crossed that divide, haven't you?
Yeah, I was at Sheffield United before. I was there on loan for half a season. But I said before I joined here, you know, maybe I've come to the right side. So.
Did you get much grief when you made that move here from the red and white half?
Not from what I noticed. No. Not from what I noticed, but, you know, it's a big city, two big clubs, but I'm enjoying being a Chef Wednesday.
And Forest this weekend with your East Midlands connections. Is this a big game for you personally?
It is, yeah, it is. But I'd like to say that I've moved on now, to be honest with you. I was at Leicester a long time ago. I left there not on the best of terms. So I'd say I've moved on now, but, you know, I'd always like to beat Forest.
You're in a happy place right now, then?
Definitely, yeah. Well, after last win, beating former club and being back in the side, and hopefully we can just, you know, keep getting more good results, and I'll be happy.
And the trick is repeating it, isn't it? Because we saw the Reading game and everybody went to Derby full of hope, and we saw what happened there.
Yeah.
That can't happen this time, can it?
No, hopefully not. Hopefully not. But like I say, I think there's definitely some sort of click the past couple of days. You know, the mood's changed, everyone's happy. So, you know, we just got to go in there fighting, getting the faces, getting, you know, move the ball about, work hard, just give 100%, and I think, no doubt, I'm confident we can get the result.
Final question, how big is the challenge of getting out of the bottom three? The results of the night were just incredible, and have been, haven't they, here and there?
Well, that shows you the Championship. You know, anyone can beat anyone. And, you know, like I say, we've just got to keep fighting, getting results. Other teams are going to get results, but hopefully we can get the better results and get out of there, get out of the bottom three and push on.